Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. A tremendous Thursday to you. What's cracking? How you feeling? I'm live in Southern California. If you're on hold, hang in there. If not, I've got a phone line open, 1-800-636-8686. You've got the NBA Finals Game 1 getting underway. Stanley Cup Final about to get underway. OTAs already underway in the NFL. And to that point, we are joined right now via Zoom by a running back for the Green Bay Packers. He is entering his seventh NFL season. He was a Pro Bowler in 2020, coming off a big year. Led the Packers in rushing last season with a career-high 1,121 yards. He had a couple of TDs. The Packers open up the regular season at Chicago on September 10th. Running back Aaron Jones is my guest. Aaron, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good, dude, good. So, bring me up to date. How fired up were you to get to OTAs and get started on this new chapter and this new challenge?
I was very excited. You know, every time you come, it's like a fresh reset. You know, you're back out. You're back in here with your guys. So, you go back to square one and building that chemistry, that team bonding, and building.
You know what that means? That's not good news. That song means we have a faulty connection, and we're doing it via Zoom. I'm going to fight through this. I'm going to work for this. This is Green Bay Packer running back Aaron Jones, good friend of the program. And he was cutting out a little bit. So, Aaron, you look great. You don't sound as great because of the connection. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you now. All right. Fingers crossed. All right. So what you're talking about is you get there and it's every single year you go back to zero and it's a reset. So in that regard, this year is no different. Never thought that I would say this, but you're kind of the old head and you're only 28. What's it like being around so many young guys on offense? And do you find yourself feeding off their energy?
It's a lot of fun, you know, just trying to teach them the standard here that we've set here in Green Bay. So, and you know, they're buying in, they're around me. I love being around them. Do find myself picking up on a little they're talking about or a little bit of the things that they're interested in. You know, I'm like not as tech savvy things like that. So they keep me up to date.
Dude, that's too much. I mean, that's kind of funny to me that if at 28, you're not tech savvy and they keep you up to date, I don't know where that leaves an old man like me. That's actually pretty funny. So, clearly, it is now Jordan Love's time. How has Jordan looked to you in OTAs, and what are your expectations overall for the offense this year?
Jordan's looked great at OTAs. You know, he's came out confident. Peter every day, and we know pretty good across the ball. So, it's been pretty fun competing. And then, we expect to make all of our – through the offense, we expect each other to make each other's job. We know it's going to take more than just one person. We got to all rely on each other, make each other's job easy. Like I said, we got to play with energy. We got to play together. And, you know, you got to play mistake-free football.
Aaron Jones is joining us. So, Aaron, let me ask you something about Jordan Love. Like, he's been there. He's been putting in the time. He knows the system. He knows the offense. And he's looked good to you so far in OTAs. Let me ask you this. In that sense, does everybody already trust him? Has he earned that trust? Or can that only happen in performing when you're in live action and on Sundays?
I mean, he's done it in live action as well with the little limited time he's had. So, I mean, we've already had his trust and his respect, and we know what he's capable of. And but then he's continued to do it week in, week out in practice, giving our starting defense great looks. And now we have him here in OTAs. And like I said, he's been commanding the huddle. He's been a great leader for us so far. So, you know, I'm just excited to see where Jordan's career goes. And I'm excited that I'm the one who gets to, you know, help him start it.
All right, we're talking Aaron Jones. Aaron, what about the team overall? Does this team have a bit of a chip on its shoulder, and is it looking to prove people wrong?
Well, you know, yes, sir. Of course, we're looking to prove people wrong, but you know, we don't read too much into the headlines. We know people are doubting us, you know, because We're a very young team. We didn't bring in pieces that people may have wanted us to bring in, but we have everything we need in this facility, and all the players, everything, all the resources around us, and we know that. So it's just now it's just time for us to get the job done. And but the best part will be proving people wrong, who don't see us coming, which is a new aspect for this team. We're normally, the ones with the bullseyes on our back. So it's a little different this year.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's really interesting. So, in that sense, like if there's noise, and there's always noise, right? There's always noise. Do you block the noise out, or are you listening to all that noise and are you keeping receipts?
Since it's different this time, you keep a little receipts, and you let them know once the job is done. You let them know, but gotta complete the job first.
Sure, I get that. Aaron Jones is joining us. You and I chopped it up at Super Bowl on Radio Row like we do almost every single year, which I always appreciate. We talked at that time about the uncertainty surrounding Aaron Rodgers' future. Ultimately, do you think that the team wanted to move on from Aaron, or do you think that Aaron wanted to move on and he wanted to be in New York?
I mean, I have no clue. I didn't speak to either side. I didn't speak to A-Rod any of this happened, or and then I didn't have like direct contact to see what's going on between the two, or why A-Rod didn't want to be here. But I have nothing but love and respect for A-Rod. He's been tremendous for me in my career, my development, and helping me get to the player I am today. He believed in me when a lot of people around didn't. So I'm forever grateful for A-Rod.
No, absolutely. He would say the same thing about you. Absolutely. He always said the same thing about you. You proved how committed you were to staying with the Packers by restructuring your contract, which dropped your salary this season. Not everybody is willing to do that. Why did you decide to do so?
Because it's home for me. This is the place I've been. This is the place I grew up. The community who's been supporting me, and then all my brothers in the locker room, been playing some great football with them, and we feel like we have some unfinished business, and bringing the title back where it belongs, Title Town. And I knew the offense, I know the coaching staff. I loved how they play me, how they use me, different things like that. So it just made sense. And then also, I never made that amount of money. What I went down to is 11 million. It was still never made that in my career. And so I'm like, people never been paid for in a single made, and I'm the second highest paid running back. The market, what I was supposed to like, what I was gonna get, the running back market didn't move the way everybody thought it would. And so restructured and went down to 11, which made me the second highest paid behind Christian McCaffrey. So I was happy to do that and happy to be here and help. Maybe we can bring in some people or whatever they wanted to do to help this team.
It's an unselfish veteran move. Aaron Jones joining us. Aaron, we've had some trouble with the connection. I want to fight through this. I want to ask you one more thing. You and I have spoken so many times over the years about your tremendous family and how close-knit you all are. Of course, both your parents served in the military. Your father, Alvin, was a great man. He passed away a couple of years ago. You decided to honor him by using portions of his ashes to create a forever diamond. It's an amazing gesture. What does that particular stone represent to you?
The company's called Eterniva, and like you said, they turn ashes into diamonds, or it could be hair particles, and it could be your loved one, or it could be a whatever it may be. And but it represents to me is my dad was my shining light in my life. He was my rock thing, and me, I like to think I'm a diamond in the rough. I'm a small place, and my dad is too. And so it just, he's like I said, he's the shining light of me and my family. And so me and all my family, we got one made, and I'm excited to get it and start.
I think that's awesome. Aaron Jones, running back for the Packers, entering his seventh season already, a Pro Bowler in 2020. It's going to be a really interesting year, and they start things off in the regular season against Chicago on September 10th. Aaron, I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate the relationship. It's always good to have you on the show, Aaron. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good to see you.
You too, Aaron. Great seeing you. Appreciate it. Great to see you. I wish our audio was a little bit better. That'll happen. I've got such a profound appreciation for him and his family, his play. And I wish we had a better connection today. That'll happen, unfortunately. Aaron Jones of the Packers, he did make one thing very clear. We're not taking a step back. We're not rebuilding. Our expectations have not changed. Jordan Love already has our full trust. We've seen enough from him already, even in his limited action, to know what he can do. He's got nothing to prove to us, per se. So I thought he was really emphatic. He's grown into that role. Aaron's now 28. And as he points out, as kind of a 28-year-old, there's certain parts of technology that he doesn't know that the young ones have to school him up on. That's funny to me. I mean, he is 28. But sounding very comfortable in that role is a leader, somebody who knows that offense, somebody who knows that system, somebody who knows the Packer ways, somebody who knows the standard, somebody who can teach the younger players those things. And again, I apologize for not having a better audio setup. You always think when you get something on Zoom, you're good. You don't have to worry about that. It's Zoom. But we have issues on this end, other ends. That can be kind of frustrating, especially when you get a really good interview like that. All right, we move through it. We are open the rest of the way. I'm still looking for some reaction. Let's see here. Hey, Jim. Taylor Swift may not be the greatest, but what is the deal with Methlene's so-called insults? Is she upset because Taylor has more money than her? Because she's taller? Or is it because Taylor's voice does not sound like a cat that is being drowned in a washing machine? Jay in Virginia. I don't know, Jay. Take it up with Methlene. I don't know. I think Methlene, judging from her musical tastes, obviously would not be synced up with the likes of Taylor Swift. Methlene likes metal, right? And she likes death metal. She likes thrash metal. She likes hardcore metal, death metal, violent metal, metal. I don't think that Taylor Swift is any of those things. There's no accounting for somebody's musical tastes. I don't know, Jay. Here's my gal Tracy from Phoenix. Dear Jim, dude, all of these years, I just assumed that Jeff's win was a make-a-wish gift. Wow, Trace. She's got that in her. No, Tracy, he earned it. He was the best of the best on that day, competing against the best of the best. It was not a, quote, make-a-wish gift. Tracy's funny. Tracy found chalk and I in Arizona. She's looking at me like, yo, you don't know me? Tracy gave me the equivalent, the Super Bowl Radio Row equivalent of evil. Tracy flashed me a look, and she didn't say it, but she threw off this vibe of, you know who the hell I am?
You know who the hell I am?
Hey, Rome, how many times did I come to L.A., Thousand Oaks, to be accurate, to watch Jim Rome on Showtime? And you're going to look at me like you don't know who I am. I'm like, Trace, easy. I'm coming off the row. You know how gnarly it is coming off the row. Of course. Tracy, who else would find Chalk and I in Arizona coming out the back door but you? She's a legendary lady clone. Here's one. Dear Methlene, I just looked up this Avatar band and that Johannes Tool. Good God. No one knows who the hell you're talking about. Quit calling the show, you bum. Here's a few nosebleed tickets to a good show. It's on me. Regards, T-Swift. G off in Lincoln. Think about the good times, you and I. Big, big, big T-Swift week in the jungle. Not only is she a topic, but she's been participating. She's been tweeting at me. She's been emailing me. I mean, I'm shocked she hasn't called yet. And you know what? She's got a gear that I didn't know she had. She's spicy. She doesn't know the rule about bum smack, but she's spicy as hell. T-Swift. I should have known she had that in her. I knew she had something in her, but not that. Not that gear. Rome Town Buffet. James Kelly works way too much. Sign Bench Simmons. V in the fee.
Bench the salt.
Wore the heat in six. Bench Simmons.
Bench the.
Good one. V. D. In the fee. Bench Simmons. You see what he did there? I do, Bench.
Bench.
That'd be like me saying, good one. V. D. Venereal D in the fee. This is what happens, V in the fee. When you run the kind of smack that you do, you get glossed to VD in the fee.
Raw Pastinka.
Gonorrhea in the fee. The G in the fee. All right, anyway, I digress. The clap in the fee. The crab's in the fee.
The clapper.
You see, V, that's the problem. The G in the fee. The SIF in the fee. Okay. Hey, can we do better? I know we can. Will you do better? That I don't know. We profiled Big Jeff. Do you think he's got another one in him? Had a really interesting conversation with Gautam Chopra. He's got a new documentary out on Netflix on Conor McGregor. I may reset that when we come back. Also, the Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. Michael Lombardi came on, and Michael Lombardi and I have had a number of conversations over the years, always NFL related. Don't do that, Alvin. Michael Lombardi and I have never had a long-form conversation in this particular space. It's a really, really good pod. So if you know the Reinvention Project, if you've been listening to the Reinvention Project, I think you're really going to like it. You know, the premise of that podcast is, can I ensure that the best 25 years of my life are in front of me and not behind me? And I've asked that very question of every single guest. And of course, every single guest says, yes, yes, they are. Nobody has put it in a way that was as believable as Michael Lombardi put it. And that's a guy who's already won three Super Bowl rings. That's a guy who's already a best-selling author. That's a guy who's older than I am. And he kind of hit me with a response along the lines of, are you serious? Like, what do you mean? Of course, the best is in front of us. And here's why. And here are comps. And here are examples. It's the Reinvention Project with Jim Rome. The episode's live. Look for it after the show. It's with Michael Lombardi, and it's awesome. Of all the conversations I've had with him, it's one of my favorite ones ever. So if you like that pod, look for that pod. If you haven't heard that pod, give it a shot. Before you tell me that that's not why you listen or you don't like it, just give it a spin. If you listen to it and you say, not my deal, Rome, I'd rather call people bums, fine. But at least give it a spin before you decide that it's not for you. If it's not for you, I'll own that. But give it a spin first, and we'll come right back.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
You want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, and their excellent customer service from the professional parts people you know you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. NBAFinalsGame1.com. All right, so we had Chris Mannix, we had the big head, James Kelly, we had a beef segment, we had Aaron Jones, and now we have time for some open phones. Why don't we go to the city? Not the city by the bay, the city, New York City. Eddie in New York City, right to the front of the line. Eddie, what's going on?
Jimmy, what's up, baby boy? It's your man, Eddie, from New York City. What's going on, brother?
What's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm feeling good. You know, I actually, I'm up in my my sister's house, and she's up in the woods in northern Florida, and I couldn't get up. Her internet went out at the house, so I had to leave, and I'm in the middle of the road right here on the phone with you, and people think I'm the FBI. The people passing on the highway, they think I'm an FBI agent or something. It's crazy. But I just wanted to... First, this is crazy. I wanted to tell you that I appreciate you and the love and support you gave me after you and the pack ran me out of the jungle like I was a poacher trying to kill the last white rhino. You know what I mean? Like, you guys, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how fast I just got whacked like that. I didn't even know what happened to me. But I was really trying to call about the New York Jets, man, you know? Aaron Rodgers, I've been a Jet boy since I was a little boy. It started with Mark Gastineau dancing around Bob Greasy like he just hunted and killed the big trophy fish to feed the village. And Freeman McNeil would be swifting out and making A.J. Dewey land in the mud, his face in the mud. I'm a real Jet, man, you know? And I've been through decades of everything, you know? And Tom Brady, you know, trying to slay the dragon. Robert Saleh coming with the Zen style, talking about we can't stop slaying the dragon. We got to become the dragon. So I just wanted to appreciate you and the support and the love you gave me after that you cut me off, because a lot of things you said were true. And it really was just game recognizing game, but I'm just Eddie from New York City, brother.
My man, rack him. All right, Eddie, let me explain what happened. So Eddie in New York City rack right him. Now is in the middle of the road, and people think he's an FBI agent, and they don't know why he's there. He said what happened was he called the program and I whacked him, and he said it happened so fast he had no idea what happened. It's because Eddie in New York City called yesterday and he had an energy about him, like you heard just right there, and I liked it, but then he quickly doubled back to let me know who he really was. And in so doing, he self-glossed. Come to find out, he's like, well... It sounded like this.
New York City, Eddie, what's going on?
Jimmy Rome, what's up, baby boy? I can't believe I'm on the line with you. I didn't even want to pull my celebrity card. I'm actually a hip-hop icon, a.k.a. A-D-O-R, and the Renegade Master. But I just wanted to talk to you about...
So I said, this dude, he was just trying to be cool. He was just trying to show respect and love, and said, I hate to pull my celebrity card, but I'm a hip-hop master. I'm an icon. A renegade master, I should say, and a hip-hop icon. And then went with the self-gloss. And then we broke him off. And I'm like, that dude has to be so pissed. That dude's got to be so unhappy. I come up in here to show you respect on your show, and you break me off like that? And I think that he knew me and he knew the show, but didn't know the rule, or thought that maybe the rule did not apply to him because he was a celebrity and an OG and an icon. So what I did was I doubled back and I confirmed that he was in fact who he said he was. We played a couple of his tracks and I said, my dude, I'm sorry that that happened to you, but I'm not sorry for the rule, and the rules apply to everybody, and that's not personal. And now you have a bunch of new friends, and I ran out all the other self-glossers. So he called back today to say, hey, look, I know what happened. I know what happened. I'm good with it. I'm cool. And what I really wanted to call about was I want to say that I'm a Jets fan through and through, and I go way, way, way back. And he mentioned Mark Gastineau and Freeman McNeil. Hey, listen, dude, I know. You and I are similar in age, probably. I go way back. When I got my start and my first TV show, I was interviewing those guys. I got to be honest. I had an interview with Mark Gastineau when Gastineau was the sack master. Remember that great sack exchange, the New York sack exchange? Joe Klecko and Gastineau? it got weird. The interview got weird. I remember, because remember Gastineau was married to Brigitte Nielsen, right? And there was some talk that maybe Gastineau was dabbling in some illegal PEDs. And I asked him point blank on the air, you know, do you do roids? And his reaction was so strange, bizarre. Like, he almost started crying. It was very odd, very odd. And then there were those reports that the other guys on the line didn't like him and he was kind of an outcast. And then you had Klecko. Like, the whole thing was really bizarre and very odd. But I know exactly what you're talking about because I was interviewing those guys at that time. And the Gastineau interview always stayed with me. It was always very odd, very peculiar, I thought. And he was dominant, dominant. You know, 18 sacks a year, New York sack exchange, dominant. Super popular as well, like the guy. So I feel you, dude. Freeman McNeil. Good times. There were actually some good times and good personalities. When I think of the Jets, I think about those times. When I think of the Jets, I think about us going out and asking for an interview with Curtis Martin and the Jets telling us no, no. Curtis only does positive interviews. For years, I was furious about that. Yeah, because I'm coming to do a negative interview with one of the most perfect guys ever. Of course we want to interview Curtis Martin. The guy was too good to be true. Why would I not do anything but a positive interview? That was so Jets-like back in the day to say that. Nope, 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 nope. Curtis only does positive interviews. Oh, really? So what they got out of that was like 10 years of negativity for me. Believe me, it would have been a positive interview. I'm not in this. Never have been, never were. We had one bad night, all right? I had one bad night with one bad interview. But we were never in it to do, quote, negative interviews. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. What else do I remember? I remember after they signed Tim Tebow, I lit them up for that. Like, are you kidding me? Really? And I was on TV just whacking away. And Mike Tannenbaum called me up. He got my cell phone somehow. And he wanted a piece of me. And I returned the phone call. We never hooked up. He didn't call back. But I know he took great offense to what I said about Tebow. And Mike, I accept your apology. I was right. You were wrong. Lasting impressions of Tebow in New York. Jogging without his shirt on in the rain. Tell me one more thing you remember about him with the Jets. Other than that. Apology accepted. See, I don't bear a grudge. I don't hold a grudge. Not even against the Jets. In fact, I'm all about the Jets. I love the Jets now. They're fascinating. I can't wait to see the Jets. All right, when we come back. So that was Eddie in New York City. See? See how that cleaned up? Piece of cake. Clones aren't as happy about that as I am. The clones still have a problem. Here we go. Eddie, check this guy out. Eddie should have been run again when he reintroduced himself. Check the tape, Alvin. Mike F. Dude, okay. I missed that. I'll be honest. I missed that. Could you imagine if we ran him again, though? His head would be spinning like they just... Jimmy Rome, baby boy, you did me again like that. You imagine if we had done that 2 days in a row? What? There's like three rules on the show and he violated two of them on back-to-back days. That's funny. Planet Wilson. Hey, Jim. I knew we could bend the rules just a tad for hip-hop icons. Thanks to Eddie in New York City for letting us know it's Eddie in New York City. Twice! Hell, might as well give Eddie two golden tickets. All right, Alvin, what do you say to that? I'm going to own it. I didn't pick up on it. I didn't hear it. I think I was fired up that he called back. I just missed it. Alvin is saying that he thought he was going to self-gloss him again as a hip-hop icon. And then he was going to hit him. So, in other words, you were anticipating something else and not listening to what he actually said. That's a rookie move, Alvin. That's very amateur. You're projecting. You're anticipating. Yo, dude, show up, be present, and use those two things that are affixed to the side of your head, your ears. That's interesting. He got over, clones. In this case, the rare case, clones, where you are right and Alvin and I both are wrong. He should have been run again.
Wrong.
He dodged that. All right, we'll come right back. One more segment. First up, though. I'm going to say Ryan in Sacktown's had his best day since he called in high as a kite from his hospital bed. He writes, JR, was Alvy's hand on the throttle when Eddie in NYC said his name again after his intro? He should have been run again. Good reset, Rhino. Well done. Let's go to the phones. We go to V. In Menifee. What's up, V?
Jimbo Slice. Hey, first off, I really want to apologize for that bench Simmons jokes. That was kind of lame and really sophomoric, but I had to get this in, man. Jeff in Richmond is fat! I like how he filmed this smack-off prediction video in front of the McDonald's drive-thru after his fifth order of the day. Hey, Jim, make sure you hold the camera hamburger style. Otherwise, it won't get on TV to Jim. And, you know, the girl replies, you know, Ronald McDonald's. Hey, don't worry, fatty Jeff. If your luxury sled gets a flat tire, you can use the tire around your neck as a spare. And, oh, as far as the herp, war safe sex, that's why we leave the lights on. Enjoy your three-day weekend, Jim. And, Alvy, enjoy your three-way weekend. Fee and the fee out.
Wow, V. Dude, he was angry. Normally he's like, he's happy, he's upbeat, he rolls with it all. He was taking things personally. That was a clapback. Like, he's got the clap, but that was a clapback. Wow, V. Hey, you know what? Rack him. Go ahead and rack that. He's already on the watch list. Couple more of those and he might get off the watch list and get a golden ticket. He didn't dance around that whole Jeff in Richmond fat thing, did he?
Fat?
If you get a flat tire in one of your luxury sleds, just take the one off of the, take the one that's around your neck off and put that on? Hey, Avi, do you have a little something for me? I know it's been a short week and no, we are not going to be here tomorrow. Logan Rome is graduating from high school.
Rogan Lowe.
Might you take a look back at the days that we did work this week? What's going on? Welcome to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. Nice to have you here. It's already Tuesday. What's cracking? All right, why don't we start first with Game 7? Come on now. You didn't really think the Heat were going to let themselves get punked like that, did you? Did you really think that Spo and Himi and Kayla and Gaucho Gabe were going to let themselves go down in history as the biggest chokers ever? Come on now.
Come on.
Watch the ball.
Did Jaylen Brown just learn how to dribble last week? This guy was a turnover factory. How does that guy play like that in Game 7 in the building? Maybe you should be asking for the Super Min. And is there anybody who would like to represent me in renouncing my half-child status? Because I really am embarrassed. I mean, I hate to make it about me, but well, I won't make it about me. I'll just make it about half of me.
Sometimes you have to laugh at the things that make you cry.
Howard Beck getting it done. Why did he choose the 76ers over the Suns or maybe even the Bucks?
Great question. But assuming Harden stays and Embiid is the reigning MVP, and you know they're going to spend, and you know Daryl Morey's going to go all out, I think it's probably just comfort level.
Clones Jeff from Richmond.
And my nephew's crying out. And my dog lets out this like little. Oh, at least give us a heads up on what's coming up before you put it on the TV.
But if you're paying triple to get fast food delivered to your house, let's say about you. I mean, if you want to be a lazy slob and eat that crap, at least get off your ass and go to the drive-thru.
Jimmy Garoppolo was being a bitch.
That's exactly what the Raiders signed up for, and that's exactly what the Raiders are getting. Jimmy G's won some big games, but I don't like to argue with Marty B about anything, but I definitely will not argue that.
You can't win with a bitch for a quarterback.
Vance Mack, is it really you? I can't believe it. You're my hero. We just put out the odds on whose turn it is to win.
Not only was that not a good idea, that was about the stupidest idea. Talking to Pierre McGuire.
It's just not Matthew Tkachuk. It's the play of Sam Bennett and the physicality that he brings. And it's this rat factor of Nick Cousins. He's a nasty piece of business to play against.
Bowling with Taylor Swift. To me, that sounds pretty hot. How was that?
It was
me going all 60 minutes with the gossip. Hard-hitting personal questions.
Like, she wants a piece? You feel that vibe at all?
I wasn't feeling that vibe.
Packer fan, shake it off. Shake it off. Dale Earnhardt Jr., my guest.
I don't look at the success that F1 is having currently as a negative to NASCAR or any other form of motorsports. I think it shines a little bit of light on everybody.
New York City, Eddie, what's going on?
Jimmy Rome, what's up, baby boy? I'm actually a hip-hop icon, a.k.a. A-D-O-R, and the Renegade Master.
Eddie, my man.
Twill.
I was always more of a De Niro guy than a Pacino guy, but how about the two of these dudes now? Still having kids? I can still do it. Yeah, well, I can too. Dudes. I mean, better go out in the street and knock each other out than keep knocking somebody else up. Skip Schumacher is my guest.
First of all, I appreciate the praise, and you know how much of a fan I am of yours, and driving to the field every day, I listen to your show in the jungle, and loved you for years, so I appreciate that. That means a lot, but I think the West Coast got screwed, honestly.
And there's two other fanboys in Texas that stalk the show. What are they, Pool Dork and Butt Nuts?
Twitter!
Direct that at Cindy. She's the one who asked. And now she's on the watch list. Because she did ask. Just because you haven't been caught doesn't mean you didn't do it, Alvy. Oh, Mike and Indy.
You better don't.
You better don't, Mikey. Alvy got them hands.
These hands.
It's hard to say because...
let's not get into that just yet. Yeah, it's kind of tough to say. You know, I don't know. There's lots of good players on this team. That's really not for me to say. That's right, Jeff. Mr. Jeff in Richmond.
Well, it might be the woman in the deli line who quarter pounds me to death. And it really was just game recognizing game, but I'm just Eddie from New York City, brother.
What? After Aaron refused to answer his text, look what you made me do.
Always a pleasure, Romy. Thank you.
Meat whistle. Hoo-ah!
Always good to talk to Jim. I'll try not to make it so long this next time, and y'all take care, bud.
Who wants to walk?
Diabetes.
Jeff
diabetes.
In Richmond is fat.
Means a lot. Thank you so much. Take care. Enjoy the Stanley Cup final.
Good night. Now.
Wow, Alvy, well done. The 3 days that were. How much show do we give you in 3 days? More show than most people give you in 5 days, and that's evidence of that right there. And we're still not done. Let's go to the phones. This guy got in early. Let's go to Max in San Diego. Max, what's going on? How are you?
Romy Rome, thanks for the vine, man.
You got it, dude. What's up?
Very smart of you, by the way, to say the words sack exchange before a 3-day weekend so you don't have to deal with a million clones tweeting you genitalia jokes. Listen, Rome, my dad turned on the Mighty 690 in 1994, and I've listened to you ever since. I've heard every Smack Off Live, Jason and Fullerton with the moles on his face, Esquire and Doc Mike reminding us all how much smarter they are than the rest of us. Phone Slap, who actually hung up on me when I tried to call the show when I was in high school. Shawnee's Dynasty, The Rise of Vic, who I consider the last of the old school. But as Bill Parcells would say, no disrespect to the BIC, but Jim, my beef is with the new school. And it's fitting that my Smack-Off prediction this year is a legend who also hates the new school. Good old irate Fred. Pound for pound, the GOAT caller that this show has ever had. His Marge shot takes, his NASCAR takes, Whitey's dad for his first strap, the 3 a.m. call for his second strap, going contrarian. We talked earlier about how Jeff got over on him in 2002. And all respect to you, Wisco Jim, but you screwed him last year. He should have won. So I bet it all on Kenny. He's old. He's bitter. He's angry. He sucks battery acid. Wore Harbaugh in the 98 Smack-Off. Wore I Afraidy, turning the BIC's ashes into a forever diamond. Thanks for the golden ticket. Out.
My man, Max. Wow. Dude, I'm not going to give you a golden ticket, but you are watch list. You are watch list. Very smart. Very smooth, well-versed. I did not get last year wrong. I never get that wrong. Good job, though, Max. Well done. So glad to get you in. And in terms of the genitalia smack, they've already started. It doesn't matter. Now we are done. No, good job. Man. Hey, Max, you're on the watch list. You did not get a golden ticket, but you are on the watch list. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. My thanks to Chris Mannix, the big head, Aaron Jones. Y'all have an amazing weekend. I'll see you Monday. We're out.